You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Battle Creek mom Lori Truex just didn't have the money to pay her daughter's Michigan State University tuition, but she didn't let that stop her. Lori stood on the side of the street asking for donations, and she set up a GoFundMe page, and 79 days later, she was able to end her campaign, which she called One Mom, One Year. Lori Truex is here with us now. Lori, how much did you ultimately raise between you being on the street asking for donations and the GoFundMe campaign?
Well, the numbers tend to be a little fluid right now. I can tell you as of August 26th, there was a total of $10,272.30.
And is that enough for Kendall to start at State and see out the year?
I feel comfortable saying we're close. I had calculated out her tuition. You know, the initial estimate was $30,000 when they give you that first statement. You know, since then, we were able to look at it again, make a few changes like meal plans. You know, those things are flexible. We downgraded. And the tuition ended up being a total of $24,810, although she did add an extra class yesterday, and that was approximately another $500. And she's looking at adding another class second semester, which will probably be about $500 also. So the numbers change almost from minute to minute.
And so this quest isn't really over, but you're done being out on the street with your signs like you were for much of the summer?
Pretty much. I'm a school bus driver. School's ramping up. You know, we're getting ready to go back to school on Tuesday. I've been in the office. I've had a few field trips. So, yes.
Why did you take this step, this idea of, basically panhandling, standing out there?
Oh, it was absolutely panhandling. You know, it's those crazy middle of the night, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Thoughts that run through your head. We do seem to have a number of panhandlers here in our city. I would see them every day while I was at work. You know, I'm driving all over, and I would see them. And I don't know. I guess desperation is the short answer.
Moms are going to do what moms have to do.
Exactly. And we told her, you know, all through high school, you know, she set this goal of keeping a 4.0. And we kept telling her, you know, we'll take care of the other. You focus on school. And then when she graduated in 2015, two of our districts here in Battle Creek, they have free college tuition at our local community college. And we didn't tell her no, but we told her not now. Yeah. We needed her to take advantage of that. That got us an extra 2 years. And we honestly thought we would, you know, would be better positioned.
What does it say, Lori, about the affordability of college for a hardworking family? You know, here you are, you're working hard as a school bus driver, and you had to go to this extreme to get your daughter into the doors at MSU.
You know, she got herself in the door. It was just making that payment. I kept looking. My husband, he's worked 31 years in the same job. He works in a factory. We listened to them when our older daughter graduated in 2007. We didn't rob from his retirement, and then the economy tanked 08, 09, and most of his retirement was gone. And had we used it, at least we would be debt-free from one child. And, you know, so we listened to the experts. Well, that wasn't going to be an option this time. We have $60,000 in Parent PLUS loans. Do we regret it? No. We do not. My daughter has a wonderful career, and she wouldn't have that without having had that college degree.
And you want Kendall, your next daughter, to have that same opportunity.
Exactly. Don't you always want your kids to do better than you've done? And we live paycheck to paycheck, basically.
Would you do this again?
I would. I'm not going to regret one single moment of the summer, although I do think I skated a little bit easier than Kendall did. I am not on Facebook, but everybody loves to show me all the negative comments on there.
What kind of negative comments?
There are a lot of negative comments. A lot of people don't agree with us. A lot of our family members don't agree with us, and that's okay. They're not on the same path we're on. And, you know, I think when people are angry about this, you have to ask yourself, I think I'm a fairly average, typical, middle-income working mom. And if it can drive me to do something like this, isn't there a bigger issue?
Yeah, you really made quite a point there. What about reactions that stick in your mind that people were supportive? What kinds of things did you hear from people?
Oh, my gosh. People, there are 1,000 kind people to one mean person. I had a gentleman walk up behind me, and, you know, and while it's about the money, it quickly became not about the money. It was the stories. He handed me some, I tried really hard not to focus on the dollars. He handed me some folded up paper money and said, I wish my mom had believed in me. And she didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and you're standing on a corner, you have, I don't know, 15 seconds with someone, and they will tell you something they may have never told anybody.
You'll never forget this, will you?
No, I won't. And that's why I refused, you know, to say I would ever regret any of it. And like I said, I skated pretty free of some of the negative social media. And that's why I stress, this proves that words matter, but you should choose yours wisely and be kind.
Lori Truex, well, before we let you go, how does Kendall like being at State? She's there, right? She's moved in?
She's moved in last Thursday. Today was the first day of classes. She is just ecstatic, and she's so grateful for everyone. She understands, you know, how stressful this was as parents, and she gets it. She worked 3 jobs this summer. That was one of the questions that was asked. Why wasn't she the one out there? She had 3 jobs. My students didn't get funding. My kids didn't get to go to school this summer, so I didn't get to work.
Lori Truex, thank you very much for sharing your story with us with your One Mom, One Year campaign.
Thank you.